That's why I have a real problem with having a picture of Jesus in your house as your children are growing. They are taught about Jesus, about what Jesus did. In the house, they also taught about their grandfather and what the grandfather did, and they can see his picture on the wall. Now, how would a small child in nursery school or primary school tell, whenever he is praying, the image that will come to his mind is a picture of Jesus on the wall? How can you have such a picture of God or Jesus when the word of God is telling you he does not expect you to do that? You shall not bow to them or worship them. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, on earth beneath, or in the waters below. For I am the Lord your God. I am a jealous God. How would you allow your child to have an image that represents God? Of course, it's even for the children of Israel, it was tough. You want something you can see. The other tribes have something they can see. Now here you are being told to worship something you cannot see, and you are not even allowed to make an image of that thing, to reduce it to something you can see. It is much more difficult. It means you can only worship in faith, because you is a spirit, and those who worship him, he is a spirit, and those who worship must worship him in spirit and truth. So you need to come to where you know God is there. You can see what he's doing, but you are not looking to identifying him with an image in a form.